Shalom, everybody. After the Mabul, Noach leaves the Teva and he builds a Mizbeach and he brings Korbanos, and Hashem promises that the world would never again be destroyed. And then in Perek Tes, we hear about the terribly troubling episode of Noach getting drunk, revealing himself, etc. The Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Vav Piska Gimel, quotes Rabbi Brachia, who says, Chaviv Moshe mi Noach. Moshe was more beloved than Noach. Why? The Medrash says that Noach started out in the beginning of our Parsha, Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, Moshe is called an Ish Tzadik. However, by the time he gets out of the Teva and plants the vineyard and gets drunk, he is called in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, an Ish Ha'adama. He went from being an Ish Tzadik, a lofty, holy, righteous, pious man, to a man of the earth. And there's nothing wrong necessarily with being an Ish Ha'adama, but the Medrash says that to go from Ish Tzadik to an Ish Ha'adama is, according to Rabbi Brachia and the Medrash, it is not a positive thing at all. Moshe, on the other hand, is a different story completely. Rabbi Brachia says that Moshe had a different trajectory. His life took a different path. In the very beginning of Sefer Shmos, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yates, Moshe meets Yisro's daughters at the well, and Moshe helps them get water for their flocks. And when the daughters go back to Yisro, they describe him in Shmos Perek Beis Pasuk Yotes. Again, he's described as an Ish Mitzri, as an Egyptian man. And then, fast forward many years later, and at the end of the Torah, in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, the Torah says, it's in Devarim Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Vezos HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe, Ish Ha'elokim. Moshe went from being an Ish Mitzri to an Ish Ha'elokim. And that is what the Medrash says. Chaviv Moshe mi Noach. Moshe was more beloved than Noach. Why? Because Noach went from being an Ish Tzadik to an Ish Adama. But Moshe went from being an Ish Mitzri to an Ish Ha'elokim. That's the Medrash, but what does it mean? What's the message of this Medrash? Many Mefarshim explain this Medrash in different beautiful ways. One beautiful explanation comes from Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita in the first volume of his Sefer on the Chumash Shemen HaTov, and he offers the following, again, beautiful explanation. This Medrash says the Shemen HaTov is teaching us about leaders in the Torah, about leadership in general, and about how you and I can become leaders in our own way and in our own worlds. Noach is the epitome of a weak leader, an ineffective leader. He worked for 120 years building the Teva, and he was unable to have an impact on even one single person. He was unable to save even one person from the Mabul. Moshe, on the other hand, is the opposite. He's the epitome of a strong, effective leader. He moved a nation, literally and figuratively, from slavery to freedom, from exile to Eretz Yisrael. And how did these two leaders, Noach and Moshe, become the leaders that they became? This, says the Shemen HaTov, is the message of the Medrash. Moshe was a simple leader. He was unassuming and modest, but he was also sincere and incredibly caring about other people. The very first things we hear about Moshe as an adult are him helping people, not as a king, not as a prime minister, not as a president, not as a member of the Knesset, but as a simple, unassuming person. So much so that Yisro's daughter thought he was an Ish Mitzri. But it was this Ish Mitzri, this humble, unpretentious, down-to-earth, hard-working, caring Ish Mitzri, that's what enabled him to become, at the end of his life, an Ish Elokim. And now we contrast that with Noach. Noach was an Ish Tzadik. He was certainly elevated and certainly holy, but he was also separated from his community and from the people. He was viewed as an Ish Tzadik by everyone around him. But we see no proof of him helping anyone else. We see no record of him caring about anyone else. He was in his ivory tower. And it was precisely because he was an Ish Tzadik, precisely because he viewed himself as an Ish Tzadik, precisely because others viewed him as an Ish Tzadik, all that contributed to him becoming, later in life, an Ish Adama. And this medrash is a powerful lesson for you and me. Most of us are not presidents or members of Congress. But in our world, in our community, in our family, we have the choice every day to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu or to emulate Noach. We have the choice to become hardworking, sincere people, caring about others to the point where we are confused as being an Ish Mitzri, and I say that, of course, allegorically, or we can be a Noach. Nothing wrong with being an Ish Tzadik, but that cannot be at the expense of our caring for others and thereby risk becoming, Chas V'Shalom, an Ish HaAdamah. Have an amazing day, everyone!